This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The number of tobacco growers in Kentucky may continue to decline as farmers face rising input costs and continued high prices for corn and soybeans. University of Kentucky tobacco specialist Dr. Andy Bailey says tobacco farmers face some tough challenges in 2022.
A really tough curing season back last fall, and that was true especially for air-cured tobacco, but for dark-fired even. It was some really rough quality. We had some good yields in a few places, especially out in the purchase area, but some pretty poor quality, especially on some of the later harvested crop.
Dr. Bailey says efficient growers can still make a profit with tobacco.
There is definitely not the profits that we had before, but there are some, you know, for the most efficient growers, there's still a lot of profitability in tobacco. And we do have some very efficient growers out here.
Yes, the number of growers has decreased significantly since he started with the University of Kentucky 20 years ago.
We had about 120,000 acres of birdie in this state. Now we have about 40,000 acres, and we had about 30,000 tobacco growers. Now we're hoping we have 1,800 left across the whole state. So it's changed a lot.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can-Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Put a little spring in your step. There's no better place than the Bluegrass State and Kentucky's 45 state parks offer wide open spaces to play and stay, including private cottages and lakeside campgrounds. Plus, you can tee up at 13 nationally recognized golf courses nestled in beautiful surroundings. Plan your getaway today at www.parks.ky.gov. That's www.parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
UK tobacco specialist Dr. Andy Bailey says one challenge for tobacco farmers continues to be input cost.
It comes back to the input cost. It's probably the biggest challenge in making this crop profit. This is a question for burley tobacco for a long time. You know, can a burley grower remain in this business? And we didn't really think about that so much for dark-fired and dark tobacco growers.
He adds corn and soybean prices make the choice to grow tobacco a little harder. Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and list a podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.